This is our initial evaluation. Patient name is Irma, I-R-M-A, Haberlin, E-B-E-R-L-E-I-N. Yeah, date of birth is 8/11/1924. Referred by Dr. Saloum, S-A-L-L-O-U-M.
I'm calling them right now.
Oh, she's got...
Examiner itching MD date is 1/22/2013. And patient's room number is 19. Chief complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, anxiety. History present and less. This is a new referral to me. Patient has been evaluated by PA and psychologist from our service. She was readmitted to this facility on 11/19/2012.
Put this in that Mary on 812. They want a UA on her. Here's the
stuff.
I just haven't gotten over
there
yet.
You don't have any dressing changes at all.
Patient apparently had a fall and had closed fracture of C1, C2.
No, that's just for the urine. Just put it in her.
Patient is generally doing okay. She expressed unhappiness over being here and is upset for her son for selling her home.
Do lab and they pick her right up at the time.
She's easy just for having her. She pees all the time.
Patient, however, was happy that her grandson is getting married in August and he wants her to be there at his wedding. And patient states that sometimes she does not sleep well, but overall denies any feelings of hopelessness, suicidal ideation, no paranoia, delusional thoughts reported. Past medical history, per chart, closed fracture, C1, C2, vertebrae, chronic kidney disease, cerebrovascular disease, osteoarthritis, history of falls, hypertension, osteoporosis, constipation, psychiatric history, depression, anxiety, dementia mild, drug alcohol. She denied family social history. Patient reports that her husband passed away 40 years ago at the age of 50. Patient has three boys. One lives in Wisconsin. Patient lived at American House for a short time, but reports that her sons decided to bring her back here. Patient reports that she used to live on a farm. Current medications are Lexapro 20 milligram QD.
Really try to push the fluids down some. Okay, Laura. Yeah, really try to push them.
I'm going to make her a two-person transfer. She was, because they're not going to be able to do it. Yes, and she can wait.
Alprazolam 0.25 milligram TID PRN. Patient is also on lisinopril, carvedilol, calcium with vitamin D, calcitonin, amlodipine, hydrocodone. Lasix, potassium chloride. Next, experimental cells examination. Physical appearance appears to be younger than stated age. Motor movements with a normal demeanor. Cooperative level of consciousness alert. Orientation to self, place. Patient knew it's January but did not know the date. Thought process is a period of confusion. Mood mildly dysphoric. Thought content unhappy with the son for putting her house for sale without, quote, telling her, unquote. Suicidal homicidal addiction denied. Psychotic delusions denied. Hallucination none. Inside judgment, marginal memory. Patient could recall one out of three objects after 3 minutes. She knew Obama as a president. Diagnostic impressions. Depressive disorder, NOS 3.11.0. Number 2, adjustment disorder with depressed mood 3.09.0. Number 3, dementia, NOS 294.8. Access 2, none. Access 3, history of fall. History of C1, C2, fracture, chronic kidney disease. Cerebrovascular disease, osteoarthritis, hypertension. Access 4, adjustment of living in the nursing home. Access 5, GAF is. Discussion and recommendations. Ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Patient's mood appears to be generally stable. Staff needs to encourage patient to participate in activities, socialize with others. Notify our service when any persistent increase in depression. Patient seems to be tolerating Lexapro well with good response. We'll follow with you as needed basis. Psychiatric consultant, HCM MD date 1-22-2013.